All right, welcome back to the Back in Fife podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and I'm the worship pastor here at Bethel Community Church. And I am with Randy Hankins, who brought the message to us this last week, and he is in my office. He has his brown paper bag where he wrote down his sermon outline, and he brought a message to us this last week on December 20th about a Christmas message. And so Randy Hankins is the chairman of our board, and so the title of your message was Speakable Joy. So talk a little bit about, you know, your message and why you wanted to bring this one.
Yeah, I wanted to bring this message just because of where we are as a church right now and the hard times we've had lately with Rob's resignation and just the need for joy in our message. And but thinking through that, realizing that if we're going to have joy, there's a reason for that, and true joy is because we realized how much we've been saved from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you talked about in some senses, it was just another Christmas message. And one of the things that was powerful is that you said it's an unfolding of events. And so you talked about this is the Christmas story, and so you just wanted to kind of walk through the events of the passage. And one of the things that you brought out is when the shepherds were confronted with the angelic host, you know, appearing, they were terrified. And so kind of talk a little bit about that, because you said something about our situation before God should be terrifying to us. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think what I wanted to point out was that really that they were filled with terror.
Yeah.
Almost to the point of, you know, wanting to flee.
Yeah.
And obviously the shepherds were, because of the angel before him and the bright light that it must have been in the sky and everything else. But it made me realize that so oftentimes we're complacent, but yet when we look at our situation before God,
yeah,
or before holiness or righteousness, we should be terrified.
Right. Yeah, you see that as a kind of as a pattern of scripture, whether it was Isaiah or John, when they were confronted with the holiness of God and they saw who they were. The shepherds might have not understood all that, but they were definitely terrified. And so the bridge there is that we should recognize that we should be terrified before a holy God. But the great paradox in the passage is that the angel talks about bringing good news of great joy. And so the thing that should terrify us actually is the message that is redeeming, the fact that a Savior has been born for us.
Yeah, the angel said, do not fear.
Yeah.
Don't flee. Don't run away, because there's good news.
Yeah. Yeah. So the message was there's good news of great joy, and it was salvation for all. And you talked about that when that message is received by people, it should produce joy, obviously, in their lives. And there should be, you talked about it being a speakable joy. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, as a, you know, avid sports fan, I was, the boys and I were at Wrigley Field for a Cubs playoff game.
Yeah.
Their clincher game in the series they won. And certain events produced maybe temporal joy. But to the point of, there was applause. I mean, there was outrageousness.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think that we talk about the goodness of God and his salvation and the joy that it brings, but it should produce a speakable joy or a shoutable joy or a shareable joy or, you know, something that is an explanation point.
Yeah. I thought your points about, you talked about joy blockers. And when you look at the Christmas narrative itself, obviously there was the circumstances that could have blocked their joy because they had to make a long trip that was difficult. And so you talked about our circumstances shouldn't determine whether or not we're joyful. You talked about people, you know, they might have faced ridicule or rejection because of their culture and the unusual pregnancy that was there. So the looks that they probably got from people, and then even our own human nature, like our own sin that we struggle with, should not be a factor in the joy that we should have because a Savior has been given to us.
Right. And then along with that sinful nature is, you know, Satan.
Yeah.
He goes about trying to block our joy. He knows if he can block our joy, it won't be a speakable joy. It won't be a shareable joy. And we won't be telling others about Christ.
Right. So that was really good. I encourage our congregation to listen to the sermon in full. Is there anything else that you'd want to share as far as like, you know, reflecting back over your sermon. You talked about go see and experience, and then that should produce a speakable joy in us. But is there anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, basically that sums it up, is the message plus experience with Christ. For the shepherds, it was seeing the baby at the manger. You know, for others, it was the disciples are following Christ for 3 years. We have an experience with Christ that should produce a speakable joy.
And that's really what this season really comes down to, is that it's good news of great joy for all the world that we have a Savior that's been born to us. And so we hope you come out this Christmas Eve at 11 p.m. to our candlelight service. It's going to be a great service, and we hope you come out for that. And then we have one service at 10 a.m. the next Sunday, December 27th, and we have a pancake breakfast to kick that morning off at 9 a.m. So we'll see you then.